Sounds pretty good for 1896. Well, the recording is just from about 20 years ago, but that was written in 1896, the Topeka Fall Festival March, played by Topeka's own Marshall Civic Band. To start off this nice cool fall morning on Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, we'll hear Ich habe genug, I have enough. A cantata by Bach, but first let's warm up with another piece by Bach. Actually, it's by Vivaldi, but Bach liked it so much, he turned it into an organ concerto. Here it is with Michael Murray at the console on KPR. Michael Murray, the great organist. Not sure which instrument he was playing. That was from a compilation, Organ Blaster album. But that was Bach after Vivaldi. The Organ Concerto No. 2 in A minor, BWV 593. And in September, well, I guess just this month, right? Michael Murray passed away at age 81. He was the first solo artist to be recorded by the Telarc label. And also, he wrote several good books and articles about playing the organ and about organ music. 921 now. Good morning. It's still 60 degrees in Lawrence. Next, here is a short song by Rayfon Williams that just tells about the day-to-day activities of the Millers family. The song is called The Water Mill on KPR.
There is a
great song by Rayfon Williams, The Water Mill, with Shura Gehrman, the bass, with Yura Guler at the piano. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Next, Bedřich Smetana's The Moldau, a symphonic poem that depicts the journey of the Vltava River, also known as the Moldau, from its source in the Bohemian forest to its arrival in Prague. It's a musical painting of the river's path and the people and landscapes it encounters along the way. The Moldau, the music by Bedřich Smetana, describing the path of that river from the forest to Prague. Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, a recording from the 60th anniversary of the reign of Queen Elizabeth II, and then a Haydn piano concerto. And after the noon news, a graceful suite for violin by Delius, and a Hummel piano trio for a taste of the old world elegance. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson. I'm Cordelia Graham. Cordelia Brown, glad to be with you until noon today. I Would Be True with Martin Neary and the choir of Westminster Abbey, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, based in Topeka, The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. In about 20 minutes or so, listen for Leroy Anderson's fun piece, Bugler's Holiday. Music by Richard Wagner, Bach, Ich habe genug, I have enough. And at about, just before 10:45, Blackberry Winter by Connie Ellisor. All kinds of great music this morning. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. Now with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra and pianist Emmanuel Axe, here's Haydn's 11th Piano Concerto on KPR. That was a bright piano concerto number 11 by Franz Josef Haydn, with Emmanuel Axe playing with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra this morning here on KPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio.
To what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning before classical music starts at 9 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. 58 degrees in Lawrence, humidity's at 97% with the fog in the air. And today we have a 30% chance of showers before 3 p.m. and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms maybe after 5. Today should be cloudy with the sun maybe coming out later, but a high of about 74 is forecast. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, a low of 52, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 77. Music by Leroy Anderson in just a few minutes, right after the news, right here on KPR.
Live from NPR News.
Shannon Bond, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrials are up about 116 points. The Nasdaq has fallen about 10. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley, LLP. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia, Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world, where innovation meets the law. Good morning. It's 10:04. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The great tune, Bugler's Holiday, by Leroy Anderson. You know, that's a great piece for testing a stereo system. If you can hear those four buglers, just one, two, three, four, then that's a pretty good system. Leonard Slatkin's BBC Concert Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio this morning, where support for that comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history, playing Friday through Sunday at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. Richard Wagner stated that Polonia, the piece we'll hear next, resulted from a dreamlike evening in Leipzig when he heard uninterrupted Polish songs, including the Polish national anthem, Poland Is Not Yet Lost, that's the name of the song, at a celebration of May 3rd, Constitution Day, in 1832.
Thank you.
inspired by patriotic Polish songs, the music of Richard Wagner, his overture to Polonia, with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra, this morning on KPR. It's 10:20, 62 degrees in Lawrence. Next on Kansas Public Radio is I'm Content, I Have Enough, or in German, Ich habe genug. That's the subtitle of Bach's Cantata number 82. It's for bass baritone and choir and ensemble. It's Joshua Rifkin's The Bach Ensemble for some Bach now on KPR. That's a cantata by J.S. Bach, his 82nd, called Ich habe genug. I'm content, I have enough. For bass and the Bach Ensemble, led by Joshua Rifkin. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you until noon. Next hour, we'll hear a little bit of Gustav Mahler, Carl Jenkins, John Field, and Hofmeister, the viola concerto, is coming up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's a piece, kind of a concerto for folk instruments, by Connie Ellisor with the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. This is called Blackberry Winter on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That was by Connie Ellisor, Blackberry Winter, a concerto really for folk instruments, Paul Gamble's Nashville Chamber Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR news and classical music. I'm Cordelia Brown. We'll have John Field, Carl Jenkins, and Gustav Mahler. How's that for a lineup? And that's just the first half of the next hour, classically. Here on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Also, you can listen to us through our website, Kansas Public Radio, and check out our playlists and latest news headlines while you're there. It's KPR. Support for NPR on Kansas Public Radio comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR. An Irish Nocturne on KPR by Irish composer John Field. Nocturne No. 1 in E-flat, played by Benjamin Frith. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acorn Ness, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at Eagle's Rest, naturalhome.com. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And now by Welsh contemporary composer Carl Jenkins, here's Palladio on KPR. The Diamond Music by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins. Well, he wrote that as a commission from the De Beers Diamond Company, and it was used in their commercials, but it's still a piece of chamber music called Palladio, or I guess not chamber music, but it's a strings piece with the strings of the London Philharmonic. Palladio on KPR. It's 11:26, 64 degrees in Lawrence. Next, we'll hear music that starts as a Ländler and turns into a waltz. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and through kansaspublicradio.org. And after the noon news, a graceful suite for violin by Delius and a Hummel piano trio for a taste of the old world elegance. Classical music continues from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. I'm with you until noon. And here is the second movement of Mahler's First Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. That was part of the Symphony No. 1 by Gustav Mahler, the Titan. The second movement marked Kraftig, powerful. Edo DeVart and the Minnesota Orchestra for that tuneful, danceable music by Mahler. Bringing us to 25 minutes before 12 noon, here's David Russell, guitarist, with Guajira by Emilio Pujol. Guajira means girl from the Cuban countryside. Thank you. by Emilio Pujol, Guajira, played by David Russell, guitarist, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, an excellent viola concerto on KPR, where support for the music comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing renewable energy in Douglas County and Kansas. It's Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Forecast is still calling for 30% chance for rain today and tonight. If we do get rain today, it'll be before 3 o'clock, and then we have another chance for showers, maybe a thunderstorm, after 5. Today's high 74 with a western wind. Tonight's low 52, calm, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 77. Franz Anton Hofmeister. Here's his viola concerto in D major on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Hofmeister Viola Concerto in D by Franz Anton Hofmeister. Bela Drahos, the soloist of Montpellier, Moscow, and Gerard Cossé was their violist here on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez, Age with Morning Edition, every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition, here where we're ever live and local, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City Abilene 91.3, plus KANQ Chanute 90.3. Also, you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved, how to help, or just more about it at communityvillagelawrence.org. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in next with more classical music.
Live from NPR News in Washington.